We are joined by attorney, barrister, and lawyer extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien. And Jeff, it's an interesting world we live in this Christmas week. 2020 is so strange. Now, one of the squad, Ilhan Omar, is going after another of the squad, AOC. They're supposed to be buddies, but Ilhan Omar was so bothered that AOC and other young, healthy members of Congress got the vaccine that she let everyone know it. Now, you must know the background. Her dad died of COVID-related illnesses back in June, so this may be very personal for her, and it's the first time that I can ever say Ilhan Omar is right, and I'm cheering for her on this one.
Yeah, on logic grounds, I tend to agree with her. I will say, though, I'm not necessarily opposed to the politicians getting the vaccine first, and here's my thought. If there are wicked side effects to this thing or something, craps out with the vaccine, let's give it to the most non-essential people on the planet first.
Well, there is that point, which is very true. But Rand Paul made the point, too, that he'd already had it. He said, I'm going to the end of the line because I have antibodies. And I don't have any problem with Dianne Feinstein or Pelosi or McConnell. Those who are in their 80s getting it, I do have a problem with 31-year-old AOC getting it, who's very healthy. But you know what? She claims that she's a socialist and wants everyone equal. Well, this is not equitable. She jumped the line, and I don't think it's right at all what she did. And I applaud Ilhan Omar for calling her out on it and calling out everyone else who's young and healthy getting it as well. So good for them.
Well, and Tulsi Gabbard also came out and said that she's going to the end of the line. She's protesting that the CDC is prioritizing, politicians over essential people like politicians over the elderly. So she said, "I'm not taking it." I'm finding myself liking and retweeting more and more of Tulsi Gabbard's tweets between she's looking to get rid of the Patriot Act and pardon Edward Snowden and Julian Assange, and came out with the fairness in women's sports and is going after letting transgendered males compete in women's sports.
It took a lot of heat for it, which is outrageous.
Really, yeah, and so you look at if you look at just from a common sense point of view, she might be making the most sense out there right now. And unfortunately she's leaving it. This is where she's winding down. There's some people rumored that this is all the precursor to possibly a party switch and a run for president in 2024. I got to say, regardless of what party she's running with, I'd look to supporting her. She's making a lot of sense.
Well, I had posted today cause I saw what she'd voted against this COVID bill, and I don't disagree with her. They gave them a 5,900-page bill, and no one can read that, so they don't, and you're going to go over, you have a few things that were stuffed into it, but that was her point, and I posted that I do like her, and what a few brave Democrats should do is put her up for speaker, but have an arrangement with the Republicans not to be voting for Kevin McCarthy, because they could put somebody up too, get behind Tulsi Gabbard. And she would beat Pelosi.
Yeah, but she's leaving. She's going to run for re-election.
You know what? She said that before. She could say, you know what? If I become speaker, I'm not leaving. She can say anything she wants.
Someone else got elected to her seat.
Oh, she's done? Oh, I thought
she
was going to leave in two. What an idiot. She should have just run again. I thought she was going to stick around another 2 years. That is my naivety and my mistake. I didn't realize she didn't run at all.
But, but again, giving credit where credit's due, AOC, back to her, she made the same point on Twitter yesterday. I had a retweet. I said, I can't disagree with her. And she's like, why are members voting on a 5,500 page bill that spends X amount of billions of dollars without reading what's in it? I mean, I saw a video of this thing being carted across the Capitol Rotunda on a dolly.
This reminded me of the health bill, the Obamacare thing, which Nancy Pelosi, I think, stood next to, and it was taller than her.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right at all. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And okay, so
yeah,
how much money are we giving to the sedan in this bill?
I think it was $700 million in the economic relief that was targeted to the sedan. $26 million again to the Kennedy Center. The first time they got $25 million out of the first stimulus bill, and they're getting $26 million this time.
This is disgusting.
And meanwhile, everybody, you know, ordinary Americans are getting a $600 check, which, FYI, Bob, I found out via some of my libertarian sources on Twitter that you can buy, for $600, you can buy a 55-gallon drum of tar and a 10-pound bag of feathers and still have $70 of your stimulus check left over. So, you know, maybe it's time for another, tea party, another revolution in this country. Go get the tar and feathers out to everybody who's continues to, for the grifter class.
I wonder what it cost back when they really used tar and feather. I can't believe it would have been that much. Probably would have been like $5 or $6, if that. Maybe two bits. You can get a shave and a haircut and tar and feathers.
They probably made their own tar back in those times. They were hardier back then, Bob. They probably made their own tar.
Yeah, I got news for you. I'm thinking it wasn't tar. They had a lot of horses back then. I'm thinking that's what was the tar. And they plucked a few feathers out of chickens. So that would be the way I'd be leaning on that one. Now, Jeff, I got to ask you, because you are involved in a lawsuit representing about 30 bars, restaurants, and it will be filed this week, right? Against Governor Walz.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to file it. We're going to file the complaint. Has been drafted and wordsmithed by the rest of our team, and should have that ready. We're putting the finishing touches on that today, and then we're also working on papers to file immediately for injunctive relief as well. If you want a complaint just filed, takes, you know, it's going to take months to do that. But you ask for an injunction when you want the court to issue emergency relief, and so we're actually going to ask the court to enjoin further enforcement of the governor's order closing down the bars and restaurants. We're not asking to throw away all the restrictions. We're simply asking for the restrictions that came out just before Thanksgiving and ultimately where he closed the bars and restaurants to be tossed out, because I don't think there's any, our research has been that there's really no, data to support this claim that the bars are the key spreader for the virus. And, you know, they claim that they don't have data on to suggest that any other business is the source of the spread, or any other, you know, there's no other, they can trace it back to the bars and restaurants. But when they're only asking in their contact tracing, did you visit a bar or restaurant? I think bars and restaurants count for just less than 2% of all the cases. So that means that there's 98% of the cases aren't from bars and restaurants.
Well, the problem is, Jeff, there's now he has basically turned bars into speakeasies where people are not following any rules. So the number of people getting infected in bars will go up because of him, because I don't know what the number is. It's more than half a dozen. Keith Ellison, the attorney general, has already filed against them to take away their license or suspend it. And that's not a good thing. And it's stupid what he did, because they are doing it behind the backs of they're basically all finding their loophole to try to get away with it. And it's they're not wearing masks. They're shoulder to shoulder. Like we saw those photos in Lakeville. I guarantee you a few weeks ago, they weren't that busy, and they did not have, they wore masks when they came in, and they did have social distancing. Now it's all bets off, and that's a bad way to go. Jeff, we need to talk about this again next week after the lawsuit is filed. The BS Show will take a quick break and be right back.